Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Man, I hope you're having as much fun as I am, slowly working our way through Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. We're in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 22, where Paul says that you put off, concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Notice Paul tells you to put off your old man concerning your conduct. He doesn't tell you to re-crucify your old man. You can't re-crucify what's already been crucified. It wouldn't make any sense. He would say in Romans 6 that Christ died for us once, and you ought to reckon yourselves dead indeed unto sin. So you don't die twice to sin, three times every day, etc., etc. His death was your death. It's been complete. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, we thus conclude that if one man died, all men died. And so our death was met at his death in Calvary. The difference is, are we living his life? And in living his life, we are realizing that we are resurrected beings walking in faith, living the life of Christ out through our day-to-day walk. But when it comes to how we act, Paul said, concerning your former conduct, the old man grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, or the attitude in the Greek, of your mind. So how do we get, this is probably not the right way to say it, how do we get renewed in regards to the new man versus the old man? Well, there's a certain part of it that it is up to you to put off conduct. There are some things, some grace people aren't going to like this, but I'm going to just say the way I feel it. There are some things we just need to quit doing. We just ought to quit doing them. They look so much like the old man that they're shameful. And they bring embarrassment, and some of them even bring pretty bad consequences. So let's put off concerning the former conduct. But how do we do that? Sometimes it's not so easy as just stopping. It really comes down to the 23rd verse. We're renewed in the spirit of our mind. The word spirit there is the word attitude. We're renewed in the attitude of our mind. What attitude does your mind have? Does your mind have the attitude that I am going to sin a little bit every day because I'm a sinner and that's what I do? If that's the case, I'd say your attitude stinks. You need to realize that you're not a sinner who needs to sin a little bit every day. You're the righteousness of God in Christ, and that you are dead indeed unto sin. Is the attitude of your mind, God loves me, but he expects me to do certain things in order for him to show his favor to me? If that's the case, I'd say your attitude stinks, because you have put conditions on God's favor, which doesn't make it favor, it makes it a paycheck. It's not God giving you goodness just because he's good, it's God giving you goodness because you're good, in which case is an insult to the finished work of Christ, going about to obtain your own righteousness, not realizing that righteousness belongs to Jesus, and that you have it through faith in Christ. Is your attitude, I will lose my right standing with God if I do things wrong, I'll lose my salvation, I'll go from a saved state to a lost state? If so, I'd say your attitude stinks, and it's extremely misinformed. How can you have an eternal consolation of an eternal salvation that is as temporary as your next sin? That's not much of an eternal consolation, certainly not an eternal security. These are all attitudes of our mind. Paul said, as we renew the attitude of our mind, that's the Greek word there where it says renew the spirit of our mind, as we renew the attitude of our mind, we put off the way our old man looked and acted, and we put on the righteousness of God, the new man, rather, that's created, verse 24, according to God in true righteousness and holiness. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.